Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Poor, and my guest today is Frank Mariello. And Frank is going to talk about the changes that he perceives in the Albany County Legislature, because Frank is the minority leader. So, Frank, how are you? We haven't spoken since the fall. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Doing very well. Thank you. Thanks for having me on your show.
Good. My pleasure. Now, as the minority leader, you're witnessing changes in the legislature. What do you see happening?
Well, it's quite interesting because I think after a number of years, people were just ready for a change, and they were ready for a change in the leadership. You know, I got along very well with the former majority leader, Frank Commisso. He and I worked well together, but I just think that people were looking to make changes, modernize the legislature, and move forward. And we've had a number of Democrats come over to us asking if we'd be willing to partner with them in this initiative to make these changes. So we discussed it with them and decided to partner with them so these changes actually could be made.
Now, you say modernize. Before Frank stepped down, was there a lot of grumbling or a lot of, people expressing their displeasure over the fact that maybe there was not new technology or things to be upgraded and learned?
Well, our conference had already started the initiative to go paperless, and we started moving forward with that back in the fall. And we just saw this as being very important because it actually, I don't know if you saw a press release that we sent out back in January that had our reform agenda for 2018. And one of the items on that agenda was to modernize the legislature and go paperless. And by going paperless, I mean instead of using reams of paper for every meeting, including committee meetings, we wanted to purchase tablets and save paper and have all the agendas on tablets. In fact, we have purchased some for our conference already, and we've already started going paperless. But the new chairman, Andrew Joyce, actually put together a task force to modernize the legislature. So we've put our initiative on hold until he's able to catch up. But we already have some legislators with tablets, and we've already started going paperless.
And do you find that helped in your meetings?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Do you find that it helps in more productivity?
Yes, absolutely, for a number of reasons. First of all, when you're giving reams of paper and you have to flip back through the pages to look at the backup, it's very time-consuming. Where with tablets, you can just tap onto the proposition, and it automatically goes right to the backup. And then you can just scroll through on the screen to the backup you're looking for. It's just so much easier, so much quicker, much more productive than flipping through paper. And it'd be amazing because we would get these paper agendas at our meetings to discuss. We'd get them again at committee meetings. Then we'd get paper agendas again before the county legislature meeting. They'd be there again. And we started saving all of this paper just to demonstrate how much was being wasted and how much more productive we could be if we had the agendas on a tablet.
How many counties across the state are implementing what you're just talking about? Do you have any idea?
You know, no, I have no idea. But it's not just the modernization. Really, is not just moving away from paper and going to tablets. We're also looking to do electronic voting, so that when a vote is cast, we'll just press a button, and our votes are registered, and they can be registered on a screen. So anybody after the meeting could automatically go right back to the vote tally, and they can see how each and every one of us voted for a proposition.
Now, you're the minority leader. What are the duties of the minority leader?
Well, there are a number of duties. What I do is I work to make sure that all of the members of my conference are informed and up to date on everything that the legislature is doing. Anytime legislation comes before the legislature, we always analyze it, and we're always looking to make sure that, you know, we don't have any questions. Also, we're looking to submit legislation ourselves. And again, one of those was with modernization. Another initiative that we have for this year is to recycle styrofoam. And that's something that has come out of our office. We're working right now with the majority leader and with the chairman of the legislature to start a pilot program where we can recycle styrofoam in Albany County.
How would it be recycled?
Well, right now Madison County is recycling styrofoam. And so what we did was myself, Paul Bergdorf, who's the deputy minority leader, and one of my staff members, our policy analyst, Tim DeRocher, took a drive out to Madison County to look at the recycling program and to see how they were doing it. And we were very impressed. It's actually working. So I, in turn, then contacted at the time Frank Commisso, the majority leader, and Sean Ward, the chairman of the legislature, and asked them to take a drive out there to take a look at the whole program. And they did. Mm-hmm. And they came back, and they were just as excited as we were. Right now, styrofoam is not recycled. Most of the styrofoam that people toss away is packaging styrofoam. It's styrofoam you find your TV is packed in, or your appliance, or sometimes some of the items you purchase from Amazon. And while styrofoam is not heavy, it does take up a lot of space. So if you can collect it, if you can recycle it, then we can take that out of the waste stream and repurpose it for, right now, I think they're using it to make moldings in homes as well as picture frames. At this point, I know there's been a movement out there to ban styrofoam, but at this point in time, it's just not economically feasible to do that. Styrofoam is fairly inexpensive. It's used by Meals on Wheels. We use it at the nursing home. It's used in the jail. And any of the biodegradable products that are out there are anywhere from 2 to 3 times more expensive styrofoam. So at this point in time, it's just not economically feasible to replace styrofoam with some of the biodegradable products that are out there. But that'll come in the future, I'm sure. So what's the next best thing to do? The next best thing to do is to recycle, and that's what we're looking to do.
Now, you're just raising an environmental issue. What do you see as the most important issues from your perspective facing the Albany County Legislature?
Well, one of the main big issues I feel is the decrease in sales tax revenue. We're noticing that more and more people are purchasing online versus frequenting brick-and-mortar stores. And so our sales tax revenue may start declining. We were lucky this year. We had a good Christmas season. The economy is doing fairly well. And so our sales tax revenue last year was good. But it's projected to start declining. And if that's the case, we're going to have to look at ways to work around that. so that we still have the revenues coming in that we need to operate the county properly.
Now, we live in Albany County, and the city of Albany is the seat of government for the entire state. So there's employment. The state employs a lot of people, but some areas are not as fortunate as the Capital District. So if you're talking about a decline in revenue for sales tax, what about small towns across the state and across the country that doesn't have an economic base like the state government? How are they surviving with the trend, with the evolution from brick and mortar stores to online stuff?
Well, that's a very good question. Right now, there is talk about charging sales tax for purchases of products online, but they're still working out the details. As an example, right, we have the two largest malls in the region with Colony Center and Crossgates. So we have residents from Schenectady, Rensselaer, Saratoga County coming here to shop because of the stores that we have. If they decide to buy online instead, and how would you charge sales tax? Who would get that sales tax money? And right now they're saying that if an individual were to live in Saratoga County and they were to buy merchandise online, then Saratoga County would get that sales tax money, where in the past it would drive the Colony Center. They're not doing that any longer. So now Albany County wouldn't get the proceeds, Saratoga County would. So I'm really not sure what the answer is at this point in time. I think that's something we have to look at for the future.
Okay. Now, what is the makeup of the county legislature? How many Dems and how many Republicans?
Well, there are 39 county legislators, and of the 39, I know there are 9 Republicans, 2 conservatives, and that would leave about 28 Democrats. One conservative caucus is with the Republicans, and one conservative caucus is with the Democrats. So really, I have 10 people in our conference, and the Democrats have 29 in theirs.
I think this is an important issue. Many people are focusing on the federal government, what's going on in Washington, what the senators are doing, what the presidents are doing. And do you feel that people pay enough attention to what's going on the county level? And do you feel that the press covers it adequately?
No, to be honest with you, people really do not pay enough attention to local government, not only the county, but also the town level as well, and sometimes the city level. But the news is very much focused on state and national government. So the newspapers really don't adequately cover local governments as well as they should.
Okay, that's fair. That's good. So last time we spoke, you were running for supervisor in Colony, is that correct?
That's correct.
How did you do?
Well, I lost that election, and it's very interesting when we sat down after the election to analyze the results. And I'll give you a little bit of what we found out. First of all, normally in an off-year election, the Republican turnout is 47% and the Democratic turnout is 34%. Well, this past election, the Democratic turnout was up to 42%. In fact, 2,200 more Democrats came out and voted in this off-year election than did 2 years ago. And I lost by 1,500 votes. And what we found out was that these people turned out to vote down the constitutional convention proposition that was on the ballot. Many of them were our union members, their state workers. They were concerned because, from what I understand, their pensions are guaranteed in the New York Constitution. And if had there been a constitutional convention, that could have changed. So unions were very good at mobilizing their people and getting them out to vote. So that looks like that's pretty much why we lost that election. But and we never saw it coming. Never really realized it was going to happen.
That's very interesting. I wonder how many other candidates who ran for office were successful or were defeated because of the Constitutional Convention. That's a really interesting point of discussion. So are you excited about all the new changes?
Yes. Yes, it's always good to have change. Change is good, and I've got a very good working relationship with the chairman of the legislature, Andrew Joyce, and the new majority leader. I think we'll work very well together, and we dialogue quite often. It's important to communicate. Communication is very, very important, and so I see some positive things coming out of this.
I spoke to a few of the women in new leadership roles, Democrats, Allison,
mm-hmm.
and so is there any women in the Republican Party who in the county legislature has assumed new leadership positions?
Yes, there is. We have one female in our caucus. That's Patty Lockhart, and she represents the primarily the village of Colony, and she was named as the chair of the Public Safety Committee. So we're very excited about that.
Okay. So as the legislative session evolves, Frank, would you be willing to come on Focus on Albany again to share your thoughts,
sure,
and also to enlighten the people as to what's going on?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. In the closing moments, do you have anything to add to this conversation that I might have neglected to add?
No, I think in the age where we see in at the federal level, federal government level, even at the state level, where the two political parties are now working together, Albany County is really changed. We're working more on a bipartisan basis. We've put politics aside. As you can see, we now have Republicans that are chairing committees in the legislature, which has never happened before. So we are an example for the politicians at the national level as well as the state level, and we can, you know, we're demonstrating to our constituents that we can work together for a common goal. We can work on a bipartisan basis for the good of our residents. I think that's very important.
Thanks, Frank. So I look forward to talking with you again. You have been we've been listening to Frank Mariello, who is the minority leader in the county legislature. So if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany on Twitter. Thank you, Frank, for taking the time to be on Focus on Albany. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great day.